Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Perek Tes, Chapter 9, An Entirely Grateful Heart. Gratitude. We are Jews, Yehudim. We are a people with gratitude in our very name. Modeh Ani, the first words that are supposed to emerge from our lips each morning before we step out of bed are words of gratitude to our Creator. In every Shmona Esrei, in every Amidah, we have the tefillah of modim. Gratitude runs through our day and our veins. What's the quality of that gratitude? Pasuk Beis, Odeh Hashem b'chol libi. Odeh, I will thank you, Hashem, b'chol libi, with my entire heart. The Malbim on these words quotes the Chovos HaLevavos, who says that most people have difficulty thanking Hashem with a full heart, with an entire heart. Human nature is such that although we may be grateful for all the good things we've experienced in our life until now, part of us is concerned about the future and hoping that Hashem will bless us with good things later today, tomorrow, the next day, and the days and years after that. If we are distracted with concerns about the future, well, then it's hard to be completely grateful for everything we've already received and have at the moment. David HaMelech declares, Odeh Hashem b'chol libi. I am grateful to you, Hashem, with my entire heart. David was completely grateful for everything he had experienced, for all the good that Hashem had bestowed upon him without any compromise due to concerns about the future. How can we strive to achieve this type of gratitude? I'd like to share with you an exercise suggested by Rabbi Zelig Pliskin. For the next 2 minutes, express your gratitude to Hashem with all your heart. Maybe find a quiet place without distractions. Close your eyes and imagine that nothing else exists in the world except you and Hashem. Imagine that the only time that exists is this present moment. The past only exists as a source for you having experienced things for which you can be grateful. And if your mind starts to wander to the future, try to bring it back to this present moment. Fill up your mind with mental pictures of things that you're grateful for. If you need help getting started, think about each of the organs in your body that needs to work for you to be alive and functioning right now. Your heart, your lungs, your liver, your brain. And consider repeating this pasuk, Odeh Hashem, b'chol libi. 2 minutes is not very long, but you will likely see what an incredible experience it is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an entirely grateful heart. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator.